real skin results start with one daily ritual. Meet Daily Microfoliant from Dermalogica. This iconic exfoliating powder activates with water to gently polish away dullness and uneven texture. It leaves skin instantly smoother and more luminous while supporting your skin barrier. Formulated with professional expertise to deliver visible results daily, even on sensitive skin. Discover your healthiest skin today. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at checkout for an exclusive gift with your $65 purchase.
Every secret that we carry in ourselves is like a something that eats you alive inside.
The Chronic Truth Podcast is for informational and educational purposes only. The views expressed by our guests are their personal opinions and do not constitute medical advice. While we share experiences and strategies related to health, neither the host nor the guest are acting as licensed medical professionals unless explicitly stated. Always consult your physician or qualified healthcare provider before making any changes to your treatment plan. Listeners assume all risks associated with implementing any information discussed on this show.
Good evening and welcome to the Chronic Truth Podcast. I'm Kimberly Nash. Every week we look for stories of true resilience, but today's guest embodies it. He is a proud gay Latino immigrant who has been thriving as an HIV survivor for over 40 years. He is a global speaker, an independent advisor on HIV and aging, and a beautiful creative force as a singer and songwriter. The founder of Agulus in San Francisco to serve the Latino gay community to creating the global HIV long-term international network. His work is changing lives. You may also recognize him from his Emmy award-winning documentary, Last Men Standing. Please help me welcome this incredible activist, director, and hashtag your singing advocate, Jesus Gillian, to the show.
Thank you very much for having me here today in this day, and that is HIV Long-Term Survivors Awareness Day.
Yes.
And I always like to mention that, right? Always that our communities do not need to be aware is society and the world that needs to be aware about all our health issues happening. So thank you for having me here.
And I am so honored to have you. I've met you at Healthy Voices several times. Your story is truly incredible. Your work on Last Man Standing and everything that you've created is truly inspirational, Jesus. And I just would like you to share a little bit about your own personal story, and then we'll lead into some other questions.
Thank you. I was already crying, I have to admit that, the whole day, because when we start looking at our lives, sometimes it's not just like other triggers, but really like everything comes back to you. Yes, it has been 41 years that that I was told you only have a few weeks to live. That was the year of 1985. I arrived to this country in 1984. I hardly was speaking some English, you know, Apple House. like any other younger person, you are, especially coming to this country with dreams and trying to fulfill everything that you always wanted to do, but also coming out to myself and life in general as a gay man. And I don't know if you're going to beep certain words or not, but, you know, as a horny young man coming and I started to live life, it was one of those times of the disco times, dancing all night.
The 80s. But
also, the 80s, come on, the 80s. But, you know, there were started to be already certain rumors about this weird, strange disease that in those days, it was even called a gay cancer, a gay disease, you know. When you are young and you know, just exploring life, things happen.
Real skin results start with one daily ritual. Meet Daily Microfoliant from Dermalogica. This iconic exfoliating powder activates with water to gently polish away dullness and uneven texture. It leaves skin instantly smoother and more luminous while supporting your skin barrier. Formulated with professional expertise to deliver visible results daily, even on sensitive skin. Discover your healthiest skin today. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at checkout for an exclusive gift with your $65 purchase.
So in 1985, again, because I arrived in 1984, by chance, I went to one of those studies in UCLA that they were trying to check many of us to see if by chance that we were positive or negative to this weird virus that was happening. And I think, like many of us, of many different kind of health issues, I just remember being in this room and this nurse just come in and say, yeah, you're positive to this virus. And he left. And one of those things that you just like don't know exactly in that moment, I just know that many people are dying, you know, that's all what I knew. And there's nothing wrong again from also, you know, jumping from bed to bed, but I wasn't one of those guys. I knew exactly who I went to bed with. So in 1986, the guy that I had sex with, he died.
I'm so sorry.
And so with more reason, I knew that I didn't have much time to live. For real, Kim, in those days, there were sometimes in many other places 100% mortality. You know, many of our friends and people, they were dying like flies, you know, all over the place, you know. And I think like many of us, when we are told also you have a few weeks to live or a few months to live, of course there is denial. I think I did the test after that like 5 times.
Just to make sure.
Because also there were a lot of false positives and false negatives. But no, you know, it kept coming back positive. A little bit of history also that many people do not know about this. I was an immigrant. I have no papers initially, and now I am a citizen of this great country that I love. But in 1987, there was a ban against HIV positive people. So I was here still with just my passport and things and everything. And then there was this period that they started to allow people to enter, but it's still not HIV positive people. I want to really tell you exactly what happened because not many times I have the opportunity to really say how it was. So, because there was a legal opportunity that I can become a resident of this country. In those days, they were doing a blood test just by a number. I didn't have anyone that knew what was happening inside me. Something very important to remind people, this is before the internet. So most of us, we didn't have any way to connect with someone.
Anyone.
And watch a podcast or look for groups or somebody else. So I had to tell a friend of mine that not only that, well, she kind of knew that I was gay, I guess. Sometimes people laugh about it, like, really?
Yes. Really?
But I had to tell him that I was HIV positive, and I had to ask him. And it was such a, oh, my God. such a horrible moment that I had to ask him, would you be willing to do the blood test for me? Because it was through a number. And he did. Thanks to him, life is coming like waves towards me. Thanks to him, I'm here. I'm alive. I'm in this country. The sad thing is that he died about a year ago from cancer.
I'm so sorry.
And this friend that, thanks to him, I am here as an HIV long-term survivor, as an immigrant, as a citizen on this country, as an advocate that I'm trying, and I promise you every day to help as much as I can in any possible way. And he's gone, you know? I feel in many different ways that, and anyone has the right to judge everything that we do, but I feel like we trade lives in some way. You know, he's gone, and I'm still here after 41 years. And this man that he was even HIV negative and healthy and a beautiful, beautiful man. And I'm here. you know, so we're talking about the 80s, right? And all these different things. And I don't know what you were in the 80s, but there were like all these dance times. Yep. And
I was in Miami Beach in the 80s.
Wow.
I worked for a cruise light. So, yes, it was crazy.
I just have to always, every day remind myself of how lucky I am to be here, and always, even if we complain sometimes about the system and pharmaceuticals and the agencies and all those things, and there are reasons that we do that, but also how thankful I am to so many people and agencies and groups that, thanks to them, I am here. So I really hope, and I know that you can share some of those feelings also. It's about, and that's how we met in Healthy Voices. Mm-hmm. It's about to give back to our communities and hopefully give a little bit of hope, right? So,
and in your story does just that, Jesus. You know, we have to be advocates because we both went through a highly stigmatized disease. Hepatitis C and HIV it's not as stigmatized as HIV, but I was highly stigmatized too. And it's not how we should be treating people, not from our medical providers, anybody. You know, we need to give more grace and love to each other because we're all facing something.
Yeah. And you are really touching in some very, very important points. And I think almost everyone kind of had the taste of it with COVID and in many different ways. That's why many people were in some way paying attention to things. What happened, and you were making that connection with Hep C, every health issue and every disease has certain kind of level of stigma or stereotypes, or sometimes it's lack of information or misinformation, especially in these days of the internet, that rumors and things happen everywhere.
Yes.
But what happened with HIV and is still happening after more than 40 years is sadly that horrible stigma and discrimination that is still. And let's make that connection that for me is so important always with many other health issues, including mental or physical.
Yes.
When HIV came out, and I just saw this video when somebody came to Reagan, and he was in one of those conferences with all the news people, and somebody came and he say, "Oh, by the way, Mr. President, have you heard about this new gay disease?" And everybody laughed. For real, everybody laughed.
Real skin results start with one daily ritual. Meet Daily Microfoliant from Dermalogica. This iconic exfoliating powder activates with water to gently polish away dullness and uneven texture. It leaves skin instantly smoother and more luminous while supporting your skin barrier. Formulated with professional expertise to deliver visible results daily, even on sensitive skin. Discover your healthiest skin today. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at checkout for an exclusive gift with your $65 purchase.
And also, and I still have that article somewhere, it was written for real. There's this new issue, health issue, that is happening to the worst of humanity. Literally, it was written that way. And it say it's happening to the drug addicts, to the homeless, and the gays. But the way that we were referred to, it was really like we were the worst of humanity.
You were the worst of the worst. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's not acceptable, you know.
It's just any health issue, and that when it carries that much weight, you also passed through COVID, Kim, know, and you know how it was on top of the health issues that you have.
Very serious.
You know, but people, they were talking about long-term COVID after 2 years, you know, long-term COVID. For many of us, because the HIV pandemic is still happening, it's still here. I don't know sometimes why the government or certain place could not recognize long-term effects of HIV and medications.
Yeah.
To be, and you know how it is, to be stigmatized, to be bullied, to be attacked every day or every week or whatever you want to call it, but constantly. Because of a health issue, it is a horrible way to live.
No, we isolate people with that way. We isolate them and make them feel less than. When most of the people that contract this, they don't go out saying, "Oh, I want to get this disease." You know, they're living life. They're being human. And it was just an unfortunate situation that people got HIV until we learned how the transmission of HIV and Hep C, you know, that we could protect ourselves. But until then, we didn't initially go out there and say, "Oh, I want to contract this horrible disease and be stigmatized for the rest of my life."
I wonder if, in your case, also people is still. I'm sure they do. That people still ask you, so am I to be careful about certain things? Even a couple of years back, I still heard someone that went in a day with me and told me, "So you're going to have to teach me about things. So do I still have to be careful if I go to the same bathroom that you go to?" So I'm sure sometimes you hear things like that.
And you feel bad because then you know how far we're lacking in educating the public. And that's where the gap is between, you know, the societies and diseases, is there's no education to properly educate people so they don't live in fear.
Yeah. Every time that there is any health issue, you know, I really do think, because it has been proved, depending on who is being affected or which communities are, you know, that health issue is happening, sometimes it's the emergency or the actions and reactions that the government or the health system did or do. With HIV and AIDS, it took years for them to really react. They tried to educate the people and the system. It took so long, and even these days, it's kind of disappearing from our map. But I think, you know, many times if it's people of color or if it's, you know, any kind of community, and my women because I love my power for women, that I'm glad to know. When women are affected in different ways, it's not the same way that if the community in general is being affected. Even in these days, after 40 years, there's still sometimes a lot of lack of information and help for women with HIV. Not too long ago, my love, for real, not too long ago, you know, and people can find us in many of these social media, but not too long ago, this lady from Texas, this is really, how can you think that this is still happening? A lady from Texas called me, and she was kind of afraid that somebody might find information about her being HIV positive, because she was working in real estate, she has kids, and not even her kids, she say, knew that she was taking medication for HIV. She believed, of course, that it was her husband, the one that passed it to her, but she couldn't even talk about it because of the stigma and discrimination immediately attached to it. So because she was working in real estate, she was a woman in the public eye. And how can you live a life still hiding, you know, still
feeling taking shame,
your medications and shame and everything? Every secret that we carry in ourselves is like a something that eats you alive inside.
Yes.
And I have to talk about all the different communities that have HIV, because many people still think about that it's only, even these days, that it's still only gay people have it.
Yes.
But by now we know that anyone, of course, can have it. But also, and I know that I'm jumping all over the place.
No, you're good.
But just immediately a reminder that now, thanks to the medications that we have, you know, I always tell people, I can have the wildest sex with you, with someone, and not pass you the virus, because I am undetectable, and my T cells are in good numbers, and you see how far we have come. But the stigma and discrimination are still there.
The stigma is still there, but the advancements in treatment is so far above now, which I am so happy to hear. I have a question.
Sure, anything.
I know a listener is going to write me and ask. As far as you guys, like Hep C, undetected, you know, we still carry the virus.
Yes.
But we are considered undetectable. If you're undetected and you miss taking your medication, can you become active again with the active virus?
It is definitely, at least until right now. Now I'm coming out about every little thing. I was also Hep C.
Okay.
I also had Hep C in my life. And then... in some way, I was lucky that I waited for the latest medication. And in only, you know, in matter of 15 days or something, I was cured. But that doesn't mean, again, that I will always still, you know, come out positive, as we know. But same thing with HIV. If we stop taking our medications, our, you know, viral load can start.
Okay. So it's out. Not quite like Hep C, where it's actually clinically cured.
Exactly. Clinically
you have
cured.
To continue taking medication.
Yeah. With
gotcha.
HIV, the reality is that there is no cure yet. It's interesting because especially after COVID, we became the other pandemic. Before COVID, everybody knew that HIV was still a pandemic. But after COVID, it's like almost like we cannot disappear. It's still here.
Yes.
The difference is that if you are undetectable, it's not like a usual as these days, really, like, are you positive? Because that is not the question anymore. Am I really emphasizing the whole thing about wild sex? It's not about what we do sexually. It's really more like if I'm taking my medications and everything is fine, I cannot pass the virus to someone. But yeah, the difference is that, sadly, Kim, I do think many of us, maybe it's just our, many of us think sometimes that the reason that there's no vaccines or cures is because a large percentage of our communities is still having HIV. It's either people of color, you know, now with the Black community, in the gay community, many women, you know, in these days, many women, many times because the men are the ones that are sometimes jumping, now the women cannot do that.
Yeah.
But can, you know, are
and bringing
many
it home.
They're more sexually active, and then they come home and, but sadly, again, the stigma about the woman, like especially in Latino countries, is somebody is positive, she immediately she's the whore. She's like the one that, oh, I'm sure she was doing something that she should, and, you know, things like that. And that is such a horrible thing, you know? But yeah, that is a great question. Very, very important question. Because I think you go to any dating website, sadly, one, at least that's the only question that I have ever seen about the health issue is, will you date an HIV positive person? It doesn't say, will you date a person that is blind or a person that has cancer and any of those things. Is it still the only question in some of these dating websites? Would you date an HIV positive person? I think.
Yeah.
I think in this day of awareness about being a long-term survivor, it doesn't matter what. But if you're a long-term survivor of any health issue, but in this case about, you know, HIV, people should be aware that all of us, even if now we are getting older for the first time in history, we still want to be loved. We still want to be touched. We still want to be cared for. And I don't think many of us in any health issue want a special place at the table, but we want a place at the table.
I like how you said that. You don't want anything special. You just want a place. And we all deserve that place. It's all, you know, you're welcome at my table anytime.
Yeah, you come to San Francisco. And by the way, I want to say this for the podcast. If any time there's any question or something that you guys are curious about, please let Kim know, or I'm sure there's going to be many ways to get in touch with me or with our communities. I was asked once that when do I think somebody should be in touch with a psychologist or a therapist or a support group? For my opinion, and it's just a personal opinion, but it has been written in many different places, I think it's very important that, especially if it's a big health issue, and only knows how we know how big this health issue is, my suggestion is that as soon as you can, get in touch with support, especially these days that you have access to podcasts like this one, to links, to support groups. Even if for safety, I will never recommend someone to tell everyone about any, it doesn't matter what health issue, including mental health, schizophrenia, bipolar, whatever. You don't need to tell everyone about it if you don't feel like it. No one has a right to take you out of the closet. It's up to you. But please, if you can, get in touch that someone that has gone through some of this.
That's been gone through that. By the year 2030, it's suggesting that over 70% of the people living with HIV are going to be over the age of 50. How do you think those early drug regimens have been causing lasting chronic pain, and how survivors face these battles of isolation, PTSD, and cognitive health?
One of the things I think, and maybe you have noticed in Healthy Voices, but at least by the way, my love to all my angels from Healthy Voices. I have talked to Caroline and Mama Becky and many of them about the whole issue of growing older. If you have Hep C, or if you have cancer, or if you have any of those things, excuse me, and then you add growing older, aging, that is not a health issue, but oh my God, ageism is so real.
Yes.
What many of you didn't know is that I lost my voice and my movement just about a month and a half ago, and somehow I'm here, so I'm thankful for that. So you hear me kind of getting gravelly or whatever it is, because I'm still having some therapy and things like that. I had to learn to talk again and to move again. So I don't even know how I did it, but I'm thankful.
It's because your purpose is still here, Jesus.
Yeah. We were not expected here. Nobody thought that they were going to be survivors of HIV. The people dying, it was so constant that in the documentary of Last Man Standing, for me, one of the most powerful moments is that when you see just the pages of the general hospital just going one after another and after another and after another, because it was an everyday thing that people were dying, and many of the people alive now, they lost their partners, their families, their friends. So
yes,
we were not expected.
The system
never thought, oh, what are we going to do with these people that they are surviving HIV? No, Kim, it was only until about 10 years ago, that is when the documentary came out and some people were, especially with the internet, we started to notice that there were other people alive. Before that, there were some people in small towns or big cities. I heard so many times, I thought maybe I was the only one, because we just didn't have a way to know.
Mm-hmm.
We just knew everybody's dying. I am one of those lucky ones. And you are right. The percentage of people now with HIV older, over 50 years old, in the Bay Area is already 75%
approximately. Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
It's already there. What is happening is in the whole country is going to be, in a few years, it's going to be at least 50%. Oh, I love trivia, even in these fields. In other countries, for example, in Spain, the long-term survivors are mostly women.
Wow.
Because what it was happening socially in Spain, and I'm so lucky and I hope you get to meet some of these powerful, strong women that they are doing so much for the communities. It was other things happening. It was, remember that besides sex, it was also injection of drugs or mm-hmm. also people that had blood,
transfusion.
Transfusion
yep.
of bloods and things like that. So curiously, in Spain, there's more women. In Africa, supposedly, it's more equal men and women and other things. Definitely, no doubt, still the gay community has been affected. One of the ways that we think about is like, imagine what the world will be if many of these incredible people that they were, without being stereotyping, they were so amazingly creative, died. You know, just to mention a few names, many, maybe some people do not know that Rock Hudson died, yes. that yep. Liberace died. What is the name of this amazing dancer, Parishnikov, if I'm yep. not wrong? There were so many people already there, but also so many people in the general community, singers, designers, people that will cut your hair, so many, without going to stereotypes once again, because then everybody thinks that every gay person is creative, and we have all kinds of people. But it's very, very interesting, and I hope you get to know some of these women.
I would be honored to, yes.
That my respects, and I mean, not only in Spain, also here in the USA, many of the people on the front running of advocacy are also women, you know, so my respects to that. Even in the gay community, Miha, please, I want to also recognize the role that many transgender people had in the role to help our communities, and many people in the lesbian community. And also because we always, they say that every straight woman should have a gay friend. And I do have my wonderful friends. I had to recognize that role of women in helping many of us, you know.
You created the HIV Long-Term Survivors International yeah. Network.
Yes.
What did it take to build this space, and how does it target the loneliness that so many survivors feel?
like you mentioned, I'm one of the co-founders of Aguilas here in San Francisco. So I had a background of advocacy. But I'm one of those people that I don't want to say, and I will never say, it was just me, the only person doing things. There are, and there has been, you know, other incredible people still right now fighting for everything that we do. What I did in that moment of, in some ways, it was a bliss, but also ignorance. I noticed that we was missing that, you know, when I started to see that I was here and other friends, they were here, I just noticed that there were not these support groups in the internet. So all what I did in my power and ignorance was just to press a few buttons. I didn't know what I was getting into.
You created a safe space.
Yes, but it was so fast the way that the group grew. And I was by myself. You know, we're talking again about 10 years ago or so. People were calling me, and I put my telephone number, my address, everything, and I just thought we can talk to each other. People were calling me, believe me, and in the middle of the night, telling me that maybe they were losing their home, or they had no money for some things, or their medicines were running off, or it was not working, one of the medicines. So there were all kinds of problems.
Real skin results start with one daily ritual. Meet Daily Microfoliant from Dermalogica. This iconic exfoliating powder activates with water to gently polish away dullness and uneven texture. It leaves skin instantly smoother and more luminous while supporting your skin barrier. Formulated with professional expertise to deliver visible results daily, even on sensitive skin. Discover your healthiest skin today. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at checkout for an exclusive gift with your $65 purchase.
But once again, there were other people doing things. I feel sometimes that I was in the right place and the right moment to do that. But the group grew very fast. It was very curious because I don't know if that happened with other health issues. I think everybody wants to be seen. Everybody wants to be heard. And someone that hears your story. What happened initially in the group, it was all, in some way even funny. In the crisis or horrible of this story, everybody that was joining the group in many ways, it was like, well, I've been surviving for 20 years and I had cancer. Oh, the next one will say, well, I've been surviving 25 and I had cancer and also pneumonia. Oh, and no, I was 30 and I had pneumonia twice. It was like everybody wanted to be the one that has more health issues, but it wasn't, I know that it was not about that. Mm-hmm. It was about seeing me. Look at me for a moment. Because no one has heard my story, and because no one has known about this, because I've been hiding all this time, because I'm taking my medicines still, you know, without no one, because all my friends died during the pandemic, because I'm an immigrant, and my family is in another country, you know, because of all this. All these people, you know, I think even now, and it happens with many other health issues, and that's the wonderful thing about now what we're doing, I feel, is that everyone wants to simply sometimes just be noticed for a moment. When we met at Healthy Voices, for me, and I still, I've been sharing a little bit what I'm doing lately. It's sometimes not about just my health issue, but sometimes how many things in common many times we have. Let's simply say, for example, pain. Pain is such a huge word.
Yep.
And there's like 100,000 types of pains and ways.
And it connects people.
And it connects people, exactly. But also things like, how is your anxiety today? Oh, let me tell you.
Well, so let really me explain. And then you get the me too. Me,
yeah,
I.
Yeah, exactly. So for me, like, if anything, I've been noticing sometimes like all these element that connects us, you know. And still, I just want to give the importance that every health issue have, because I'm sorry, one of those people that hate it when they just sue them, when they say rare diseases, and they're like so many. So therefore, sometimes, like, you know, your health issue, you kind of gets blended into one word. And there's many kinds of cancers and many kinds of,
yes,
you know, things. And but also mentally, once again, sometimes how things affect every person. If you are a woman, if you are getting older. But yeah, the group, I want to say thank you also to all the people that by now help me with administration and everything. My health in some ways is not the easiest every day. And without these other people that are there, sometimes people think that they've been paid or something. This is people that they do it because they want to. And also there are other people that for real every day, sometimes they just put a note saying, I hope you're having a good day. And even that simple thing, you know, it can make a huge difference. But just that, Mija, you know, the group, you know, we do what we can, helping each other and motivating uh-huh. each other. That's what it is about. And also information. And also we have many allies, you know, that uh-huh. we have to recognize their, you know, the way that they help. But honestly, it almost like it grew by itself. And now I feel like one of these days I cannot do anything anymore. I hope it stays there, and people, as soon as there is no cure, I hope we still, I do believe that we can help each other with sometimes simply saying hi, you know?
And that's the simplest trick. A smile and a hi goes far, far, you know?
And emoji.
You know, and I purposely seek out those people that are in the grocery store like this, you know, and then I'm like, oh, hi, you know, because I kill them with kindness, because you don't know, you know, she might have lost her dog, or you don't know, you know, and I thought, well, I'm not going to let her rub off on me. I'm going to rub off on her. So,
yeah,
you know, how can our listeners get in touch with you?
Sure. I know that you say presently that we will come out at some point. I cannot change my name in most of the social media. And the last time, I guess I wanted to go for what sometimes people forget is our coping skills and our strength.
Yes.
For me, it has been music and singing. It has been one of my major things that helps me a lot. So every time that I do something, I hope it helps somebody else.
Yes.
So they can find me through Your Singing Advocate, you know, hashtag Your Singing Advocate in many places. But also, you know, if someone really, I guess I'm one of those people that I will still answer the telephone if somebody might call me or something. By now, I have met, like I mentioned to you, some of these groups in New Zealand, I was lucky to be in Africa, in Spain, in other countries. And to get to know, to hear some of these, especially long-term survivors. And by the way, even those words, trying to be politically correct and not trying to be inclusive, it has been blended in some way. And you have the right to call yourself in any way that the person wants to be. Something very important, because I don't know how much time we have. The reason that there is sometimes words to mention in a specific community is because there is a specific health issues, or mental or physically. Uh-huh. The long-term survivors in general were considered long-term survivors before the cocktail of medicines that was created about 1996, because those medicines made a huge difference in people's lives. So long-term survivors, 1996 approximately and before. But again, every person has a right to call yourself, themselves, as you prefer and want to be called. And nobody else can deny you that right.
I love that. Hey, Suze, it's been such an honor to have you on the show. Not only knowing you in person and getting to know you more just by hearing your story, you are an inspiration and you are someone that I look up to. And it's stories like yours that help me realize that there is a need for connection in the chronic community, no matter what you face.
And thank you for having me here. In any health issue that we have, I think you really pinpoint something. Sometimes people forget the word chronic. You say chronic pain or chronic mental health, chronic whatever it is. You know, it's very important to realize that. And don't forget your friends and your family. You don't have to call them and check on them every day. But if they've been sick for a while, don't stop checking on them every certain time because they will still want to hear from you.
Thank you so much, Jesus. And as we close this episode celebrating HIV Long-Term Survivor Awareness Day, today, June 5th, this when we're airing this episode, and also it's June Pride Month. Share how this episode has impacted you, and I ask that you please subscribe and leave us a 5-star review. By doing so, you are helping us continue to bring stories such as Jesus to those who are struggling alone. And until next week, not without a fight.
Real skin results start with one daily ritual. Meet Daily Microfoliant from Dermalogica. This iconic exfoliating powder activates with water to gently polish away dullness and uneven texture. It leaves skin instantly smoother and more luminous while supporting your skin barrier. Formulated with professional expertise to deliver visible results daily, even on sensitive skin. Discover your healthiest skin today. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at checkout for an exclusive gift with your $65 purchase.